Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, this is exactly what we have been warning about. Donald Trump's repeated attacks against the media have created a chilling effect, and now companies are bending the knee in advance. We learned that CBS reportedly spiked, blocked an episode of Stephen Colbert's show from airing because it featured Democratic Senate candidate James Tallarico. Now, we have that segment right here. I'll play it for you in just one moment. And the pro-democracy segment really shows why Trump does not want this aired. But again, this is a result of Donald Trump's intentional and repeated attacks against the free press in America. Even during his first term, even during his off years when he wasn't the president, he was suing, attacking, and trying to intimidate the media through any means possible. Ever since he's actually taken the Oval Office, he's only ramped up those attacks against even CBS in particular. The news is, CBS blocked Stephen Colbert from airing this interview and ordered him not to mention the cancellation over fear of FCC Chair Brendan Carr. It all goes back to Brendan Carr. Colbert went on air and revealed it anyway. Quote, he was supposed to be here, but we were told in no uncertain terms by our network's lawyers who called us directly that we could not have him on the broadcast. Well, guess what? We now have access to this footage, and in a roundabout way, it's the best campaign ad that James Tallarico could ever ask for right now. I mean, let's see. This has 5.2 million views at the bottom of the screen, and it was posted last night. It says, this is the interview Donald Trump didn't want you to see. He is FCC refused to air my interview with Stephen Colbert. Trump is worried that we're about to flip Texas. CBS is one company that has been repeatedly and relentlessly attacked by Trump until new leadership came and took over, and now they're completely different. Before Anderson Cooper left, 60 Minutes got sued by Donald Trump. Trump literally sued them, and they had to pay into his presidential library or ballroom or whatever. Like, they had to pay into his own personal projects because he sued them. Trump even attacked the new CBS owners after attacking the other ones so relentlessly that there was a change in ownership. He attacked the new CBS owners over them interviewing Marjorie Taylor Greene. That is, just think about this. He doesn't want the airwaves to be filled with anything that is negative towards him. The president of the United States is using bullying, intimidation, and the court system to try to suppress and stop people from speaking their minds, speaking the truth. Let's watch the clip that they don't want us to watch. And I just want to remind you all, there is nobody above me who can tell me what to say or not to say, who to have on or not to have on. I make those decisions solely. I can make a video shirtless and nobody would tell me otherwise, other than maybe you guys in the comments. But quite literally, I can do whatever the hell I want. That's the beauty of independent media. And if you want to support that, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Ockler feed below. Make sure you drop a like, and we are going to have a hell of a year pushing for pro-democracy values. Here is Senate candidate James Tallarico entering Stephen Colbert's late night show.
James Tallarico.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, here's the thing. I don't usually say this to a guest, but if people are watching this right now, it's because they found us online on YouTube. I did an act of the show that's on tonight explaining why. It's not the first time you've caused some drama. FCC opening probe into The View after appearance by Tallarico. Do you mean to cause trouble?
I think that Donald Trump is worried that we're about to flip Texas.
Very, very true. This is an act of desperation coming from Donald Trump. And I want to show you more clips from the forbidden interview in just one moment. You can see how captivating James Tallarico's, you know, worldview and ideology really is, especially for somebody running in Texas. I think it really is a solid, solid platform to have. Donald Trump doesn't want that to happen. Every single act of authoritarianism that Donald Trump commits is an expression of desperation. He is incredibly desperate to cling on to power in the upcoming midterms any means possible. That's what the SAVE Act is. That's what the gerrymandering was. That's what the attacks on his political opponents are. That's what the mobilization of the National Guard into blue cities is. A desperate attempt to hold on to power in any way possible. Watch. This is the interview Donald Trump didn't want you to see. Stephen Colbert and James Tallarico. After intimidation from the FCC, CBS refused to allow Colbert to air this. Remember, I talked about the chilling effect earlier on, and Trump's tried to do this across multiple industries. When he sued Harvard and went after Columbia, went after all these universities, he wanted other universities to basically bend the knee in advance and follow his ideology without him actually having to put in the work or effort or explain why. He just wanted to use brute force to create a chilling effect, as authoritarians do. Now, when it comes to media and the FCC, Brendan Carr, the chair of the FCC in particular, has told people we can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way, in reference to Jimmy Kimmel's show being pulled off the air. These people are maniacs who do not want a free press. They do not want candidates who have a pro-democracy message, who can call out their bullshit and lack of free press. And just listen to James Tallarico's really captivating worldview.
Now, one of the things that's come up in some of the conversations you've had on the Texas State House floor, which some of the videos I've seen you do, and one of the things that's gotten you attention out there, is that you are a Presbyterian seminarian. Presently?
Yes.
You're a seminarian?
Yes.
Okay. The right attempts to co-opt Christianity. To say that, you know, you can't believe in God, you can't believe in Christ. I think that Donald Trump might have said something like that at the National Prayer Breakfast. Like, you can't actually be a Christian and be a Democrat. But the religious right is largely a political movement.
That's right.
That references spirituality, but it's a political. What is your heartfelt hand out to the people who want to use religion as a tool of political power?
Well, for 50 years, the religious right, a political movement, that is the perfect description for it, they convinced a lot of our fellow Christians that the most important issues were abortion and gay marriage. Two issues that aren't mentioned in the Bible, two issues that Jesus never talked about. Jesus in Matthew 25 tells us exactly how you and I and every one of our fellow believers, how we're going to be judged and how we're going to be saved. By feeding the hungry, by healing the sick, by welcoming the stranger. Nothing about going to church, nothing about voting Republican. It was all about how you treat other people. Don't. I've said before, don't tell me what you believe. Show me how you treat other people, and I'll tell you what you believe. And I think in our faith, we've got to get back to those fundamentals. My granddad was a Baptist preacher in South Texas, and when I was little, he told me that Christianity is a simple religion, not an easy religion, he would always clarify, but a simple religion because Jesus gave us two commandments, love God and love neighbor. And there was no exception to that second commandment. Love thy neighbor regardless of race or gender or sexual orientation or immigration.
Can I point out a really cool statistic that just popped up? As of 12 p.m. Eastern time, which is when I'm recording this video, view counts on the most watched Colbert clips on his FCC-censored Tallarico interview. The YouTube video has 1.3 million views, just the raw video. We're going to keep spreading the message with this video. Instagram, 1.6 million views. TikTok, 2.4 million views. And Twitter, 5.1 million views. That is a combined total of, it looks like almost 10 million. It says, for context, Colbert's show averages 2.3 million viewers on linear TV. So Donald Trump's attempt to suppress Tallarico seems to have backfired and only served as a megaphone, as an amplifier. We're going to continue to cover this relentlessly. I'll see you all in the next video. I love you. Peace out.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.